Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
I love to wake up and feel the breeze through my window.
Let's go.
Chris Fade, Dream Out, and Big Rossi.
No animals are hurt throughout the making of this show. No, except Rossi.
Hey. Thank you so much, guys. You bring us so much energy and happiness every day. We love you guys.
You're rocking with the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Yo, it's a beautiful day.
Get up! Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, and it's your Friday across the UAE. Look at us here at the Mall of the Emirates. It's all empty, closed, no one around. And it's
no
just,
one's here.
We got here so early that I just saw the security turn on the escalators. Yeah. I've never seen that in my life. No,
like he
no,
went
no.
over, was it a key that
it's
he had
a key.
In
they put a key in the escalator. So we're right on the second level between sort of the mum store, H&M, the food court area up the top. If you know, like the Ski Dubai area.
Yeah, like that end.
That's sort of where we're hanging out, if anyone's around. I know a lot of us, you know, a lot of you work inside the malls nice and early. If you're around, come say hello. I'm just looking across here. Joe the Juice is opening up here at the mall.
I know, exciting.
Joe the Juice is a great... is a great juice.
American chain.
Yeah. It's actually not American.
Is it Canadian?
No, it's like from Germany,
I think. Really? Oh.
Yeah, but in it's very American. Yeah,
it's
no, we're
American.
We're
need
live
one of them
here.
Upstairs,
we're,
I think.
Yeah, we're live here with DSS, right? This is what we're doing here. Dubai Summer Surprise. It starts today up until the 4th of September.
Ready to shop, my friends.
2022. Here's your first surprise. It's the Chris Fade Show live from the mall. Hey?
That's probably not the surprise you wanted, though.
Who's this guy taking photos? Hi.
Hello.
How are you, mate? What's your name? Have you set all this up, have you? You've done a great job. It looks really nice. Thank you very much.
Very well done.
Sorry, we're here. There's still a lot of people working on, like, sort of setting up the area and all that. Thank you, brother.
They have to do the picture check, you know. You have to send the picture.
Let everyone know that they were set up. They look good. So we've got some prizes coming up to celebrate DSS later in the show as well, which we'll be able to tell you more about.
We can't talk about it yet.
We can't talk about it yet, but I'm going to tell you, if anyone comes down here after 9, there's some prizes involved for you, so that's pretty cool. We've got cash to give away, obviously, a pop quiz back at 7:10 this morning. That's going to be fabulous as well. How were you guys? How was the last 24 hours?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah,
good. Okay.
Chill day.
Yeah?
I've been binge-watching a TV show, so...
What's it called?
Only Murders in the Building.
Okay, that sounds fun.
It's Selena Gomez. No, it's Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short.
Oh, that's right. I like Steve Martin and Martin Short. I like Selena. It has Selena Gomez.
She's great. Yeah. Great show. Disney Plus has it, if you're looking for it.
If you want to watch it, Rossi was hosting another quiz night last night till about 11 o'clock at night.
Well... Not that late, but yeah, I was working for British Mums Dubai last night. It was great.
There we go. How was that? How are the British mums?
Like, they all love you, Chris. Don't worry.
Do you have to be British?
Yes. Remember you got kicked out?
Yeah, like you got to be British, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I find these groups interesting.
Why?
I just, like, it's not racist?
What, British mums?
No, I don't know.
Like, not just British. I'm saying in general, like, there's different groups.
No, because you're connecting
Lebanese mums, Dubai.
No, because you're connecting with people your country.
Yeah, but if someone wasn't there, you're not allowed in, eh? It's like they've created their own country within a country.
Well, no, exactly. I think it's okay.
It's like being
it's
passport
fine.
Control. Now you can't come in.
So, like, the Australian Facebook page is... What about that, Dan? Is that the same, is it?
I don't know. I'm not on it.
I don't think you're allowed in any of the groups.
Yeah, I don't think any groups want me.
No, they don't. Definitely don't.
I want to go to one group, though, one day.
Which
one? We tried British Dads, didn't we?
But he's not British.
But how do you get into these groups? I don't understand. What do they do? Is check
Facebook,
on you?
Facebook. Just, you've got to answer the questions to get in.
Really?
Is there like a citizenship
can't
test?
Can't you Google the answers?
No, because like they have people like admin who go to your Facebook page
That's
and check.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to try to get in one day. I'll go to the... They probably know me,
Chris.
Here.
It's not worth the effort. But I'm just letting you know right now. It's not worth any of the effort.
Set up a Facebook page. Have photos of you in the UK from back in the day, like little baby photos. Photoshop yourself around the Big Ben. You know, like do some.
You just
things.
gotta have the passport.
Oh, I wonder if they ask for the passport. Hello. How are you? I would like to be part of the British Dads Dubai. No, wouldn't get
I wouldn't in. Be in that group. It's pretty boring. All they talk about is the Red Lion. So
the British mums look fantastic, though. They look like a
they
bunch
were,
of fun
They were
mums.
Partying, yeah. They were great.
Good on them.
We had a good time. I was doing a lot of independent women questions.
There
really.
We go. You looked it pretty then. Okay, listen. The show is only going to get worse.
This was the best.
And I love that you've joined us. Some of you are driving Abu Dhabi. Some of you are coming out from Sharjah. Some of you are listening to us on a podcast. And some of you are not even listening. All we are in the background is this.
That's true. You're thinking about something else. You're thinking about breakfast.
But we love you for hanging out with us. And in return, I want to get our first callers on the show right now. 04871-5544. If you are listening, give me a call. I want to talk to you. 04871-5544. In return, you go in the running to win these Dunkin' Donuts, all right? 1,000 dirhams, close to 1,000 dirhams with Dunkin'. They've got the all-new Dunkin' Ice Espresso range. Brilliantly crafted and starting from just 12 dirhams. Call me right now. We'll get you on next. Dunya. Hello, Dunya.
Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I'm good. Yeah, and you?
So we're doing well. We're here at the mall. You're driving to Abu Dhabi, are you?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I work, it's confidential, but it's in aviation.
You work, it's confidential.
Yeah. Now I want to know more. Whenever you say that.
I'm going to start saying that about my job.
I'm just taking care of all the, hotel booking, catering, and transportation, all these kind of things for someone.
Well, that's amazing. That's fantastic. Well, listen, we appreciate it. Do they tell you to say that your job's confidential? Like, is that something that they tell you when you join the job?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. We sign a paper.
Sign a paper. Yes. Yeah. Okay, Rossi, from now on, our jobs are confidential when anyone asks
us. I love
what
we her. Do.
Guys, we all can't right. have our job be Mysterious. Confidential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We broadcast to millions.
Yeah, just
to
we give
it. It's safe to fly.
Yes,
you know,
tell him.
I lost my job like for 3 months. I didn't work, so I didn't hear you. And luckily, on the 20th, I start listening to you again. And I think the first day or second day, you were talking about you were scared of flying.
Yeah, I am. I'm flying in a week.
Yeah, well, you're fine. If the airline is not safe, they're not allowed to go to these places. There's a blacklist of airlines that are not supposed to fly there.
Yeah, I went through the blacklist the other day, actually. I had a look at some of the airlines that aren't allowed to fly. Yeah. From what I understand, this could be wrong, but from what my studies are, Pakistan, PIA, not allowed to fly to America or the Europes.
Why?
Or the Europes?
Yep.
What's the reason?
Safety.
Safety.
Because some of, now this the,
it's just, yeah.
Is that true?
It's safety. Yeah, they check all the maintenance. Yeah. They do audits, and if they're not up to standard, then.
I was watching.
Does that make you feel better, Chris?
Well, I was watching a documentary on like all different airlines, and that one came up, and the reason why because supposedly there were some pilots that didn't have any licenses and they were just flying the planes.
How does that happen?
Yeah. And so they came out and said, "All right, we're going to start checking, make sure our pilots have." licenses, and so that was enough for people to say no, we're not going to do that one. But okay, you're making me feel better, you're making me feel safe. So when I this time next week I'll be on a plane with the kids, hopefully going to Orlando, Florida, so I'll be okay. Just I'm going to think
you'll
of you, Dunya.
You'll be fine. It's the safest way to travel.
Yeah,
all right, I'm thinking of you, Dunya. On that flight, I'm going to just go. Dunya said it's fine to fly.
Okay.
It's fine
to
fly. Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Well, listen. I don't want to go any further. I just want to give you this because I think you're fabulous. You've got close to 1,000 dirhams to spend with Dunkin'. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Thank you, all of you.
You're very welcome. The Dunkin' Ice Espresso range, brilliantly crafted and starting just at 12 dirhams. Dunya, that is all yours. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got, Pretty?
Okay, guess who's becoming a wrestler officially?
Logan Paul, I saw.
Yeah, he signed the WWE contract. Apparently, he wowed the wrestling world when he was Miz's tag team partner at WrestleMania 38 in Dallas in April. He shared a photo alongside Triple H and Stephanie McMahon on Instagram. So
there's nothing that guy can't do. I know
he's
that,
doing it.
I know that Logan's got a lot of haters out there, but he's a good dude. He's a good guy. You know, I get a chance to sort of hang out with him. And he's a good guy. His team around him is a good dude. He's made some mistakes in his life, which he's owned up to.
Yeah, he's rectified as well, I'd say.
But he can, from being a boxer to a wrestler he's an entrepreneur. He's got this drink called Prime, which is like an energy sort of drink, like a hydration drink. He's going to sell that for millions of dollars already. It's awesome. Already sold out. So he's going to hit the WWE world, is he?
Yeah, he's officially a wrestler.
There we go. Good on him.
That's pretty cool. Travis Barker's kids are wishing the best for him as he continues to recover as well from a painful bout of pancreatitis. He was rushed to the hospital earlier this week. His stepdaughter, Atiana, posted on Instagram saying, "Thank you for the outpouring of love and prayer sent our way at this time. It is heard and felt and appreciated." His biological daughter, Alabama, also took to social to say, "Thank you guys for all the prayers and love. I appreciate you and love all of you." So he's still in the hospital. Kourtney Kardashian has not left his side. And hopefully he will recover very soon.
We want him out of hospital. Finally.
Okay, so the Friends creator, Marta Kaufman, says she's now embarrassed by the lack of diversity on the show. She says, quote, "I've learned a lot in the last 20 years. Admitting and accepting guilt is not easy. It's painful looking at yourself in the mirror. I'm embarrassed that I didn't know better 25 years ago." And she's actually pledged $4 million to the African and African American Studies Department at Brandeis University.
And you know what? You do watch the show right now. There are many things on the show that you would not get away with right now.
100%.
And if you do look at it from a sort of from an African American sort of feel.
Yeah.
The diversity wasn't there.
But just
from
anyone.
From anyone.
From an Asian ethnicity.
She's right.
I mean, and especially because the show was set in the most diverse place in the world, literally. Yeah. It was really hard to swallow that was it, on the show. So, yeah.
You know,
a great show.
Oh, I still love it. One of the greatest shows. But you say that. There's a lot of shows around the world that are probably looking back. I know from Neighbours and Home and Away sort of feel. Australian shows. It used to just be, the white Australian blonde guy. And, for kids growing up as a Lebanese Arab in Australia, we couldn't relate. You would never see. But then occasionally they'd put one in and it'd be like, we're in. You know,
representation
what I mean?
Matters so much, and I'm so glad that now it's happening with so many different shows like Miss Marvel and
it's cool.
All these different shows. It's awesome.
Really super cool. Thank you, Pretty Molly Kittis, with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
We're here at Mall of the Emirates. We're celebrating Dubai Summer Surprises. They celebrate 25 years here in Dubai. Obviously kicks off from today till the 4th.
Yeah. September, by the way. Not just this weekend.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
So most of the stores are closed, but there are some stores here at the Mall of the Emirates right now that have got their doors partially opened because they're cleaning it out and they're setting up the front stores, right? The windows. So we're between H&M and a place called the Mum Store. Excuse the noise in the background. I think they're building the mall here as well. So we've got Rossi with us on the phone. Hi, Rossi.
Hi.
Okay, now Rossi's going to walk into the Mum Store right now. And he's going to pretend to be a German tourist. Okay?
Don't look at him. Hold on. Eddie.
Good morning.
From good afar, morning. Eddie. Rossi has got his pants underneath his nipples.
Yeah. Yeah, I am here. Where are you? Yes, I'm shopping. Where are you? I am in the shop. Hello.
We're children. We are children. We are officially children.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Rossi?
I can't hear him.
So, Rossi has just walked into the store. The staff are now looking at him. Okay, now say you've just landed from Germany and you're looking to buy some clothes for your... Yeah.
Guten Morgen. How are you?
Good morning.
I am from Germany. I am looking for item for my child. Do you have any nice item? This is my wife. She's on the phone. Would you like to speak? You can speak.
Sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. I just have wife. I just have baby. And I need a little bit of clothing. I need a little clothing. My baby big, though. My baby big like my husband.
What age for your baby? It's a girl or boy?
It's a girl. She's 27.
She's 27 already. I believe it's a bit wrong store for you.
Okay, no problem. My husband, give back phone. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh,
thank you, Sean. Thank you, Sean. Goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen, Pat. Oh. That was mad.
Rossi, you look like a tourist. I mean, I've never seen your pants up. Pull your fly up. Your fly's down.
Oh, no.
He's had his fly down the entire time. Oh, my gosh. They're never going to invite us back.
Never.
Cool. So we're in the Mall of the Emirates. It's obviously still closed right now. Won't open until about 10 o'clock, but you can probably come in a little bit earlier. Being here when the mall is sort of closed is very interesting. There are a lot of machines going around, which I've never seen.
Yeah.
A guy just came on a tricycle, but it was electronic, right?
Yeah. Mm. It was like an e-scooter tricycle.
It's fun. It's good.
It takes me back to the days when we did our, first thing, the 28-hour broadcast. That was the first time we were in the mall when no one was here.
That was horrible.
It was intense, wasn't it? And then when we lived in the mall for a week.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about us when we did our... So Pretty Rossi and myself, probably 10 years ago, we went and did our show in the Mall of Emirates for about 31 hours. So 31 hours straight, we just did this show. I can't believe they let us do it. And it was, we didn't sleep for 31 hours. We just did radio.
We just did the show.
We did this. And by, do you remember about 3 o'clock in the morning how we were delirious?
Yes.
We were running up and down the central Galleria area, weren't we? Just trying to get some energy into ourselves.
And I was thinking about it this morning when I was in the shower. I was thinking of you guys. Hey.
Oh.
No, but I was really thinking, could we do that again?
No.
I think
we're too old now.
I think I'd have a heart attack.
We're too old now.
If it was for charity, maybe, yeah.
Yeah?
I'd do it.
The Big Rossi charity.
I
get a Big Rossi a house charity.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God.
Leave it.
Powered by Rack Bank.
I got a rapper, you know this.
No.
Yeah. You know I'm feeling it. Cause we're doing it. I got 10,000 dirhams in my pocket, feeling it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know I've got it. You know I want
what?
It.
What?
Mohammed's on the phone. I think he's got it. Good morning.
Hey, Mohammed.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Pretty. Hey, Rocky.
What's happening?
How are you, mate?
All good. How are you?
Mate, we're live here at Mall of the Emirates. The mall's closed. I don't think they're ever going to let us back in when it's closed. We're having a lot of fun here.
You're never letting us back in.
We're loving it, though, mate. We're loving it. What are you doing right now?
I'm on the school run.
Oh, he's on the school run. How many kids you got?
I've got two. My son has been trying to call you since beginning of year. Today is his last day.
Aww.
Oh, the whole year been trying, and on the last day it's happened. Yeah, a lot of last days for schools right now. Well done to all the teachers, the students, the parents, the drivers. I hope you have some good time off. All right, what are the kids' names?
Jihad.
All right, Jihad? Is that
Ziad.
It? Ziad. All right. Well, listen. Let's go, Mo. Let's get you some cash right now. I've got 10 questions. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Here we go.
I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock. Mo, your time begins right now. What rapper released the songs Highest in the Room and Sicko Mode?
Pass.
What date is Christmas Day?
25th, December.
Magic Johnson was associated with which sports?
Basketball.
Who produced the songs Animals and In the Name of Love?
Martin Garrix.
Cristiano Ronaldo plays for which football club?
Pass.
What band sings the song A Sky Full of Stars and My Universe?
Coldplay.
What is the capital of Bahrain?
Manama.
Luke Hemmings is the lead singer of which Australian band?
5 Seconds to Summer.
Who sings the songs Hello and Rolling in the Deep?
Adele.
Taylor Swift is dating who?
Pass.
What rapper released the songs Highest in the Room and Sicko Mode?
Pass.
Cristiano Ronaldo plays for which football club?
Manchester United.
Yeah, you know what? It's after the buzzer, but I'm going to give it to you because it's a Friday. 800 dirhams is all yours. Well done.
Well done.
Yeah, man.
That's amazing.
Tell Ziad you got 800. Dad, you did very, very well. Travis Scott is Highest in the Room in Sicko Mode, and Joe Alwyn is dating Taylor Swift. That would have got you more of the money, but 800 dirhams with Rack Bank and us here on Virgin Radio. Congratulations.
That's amazing.
All right.
Thank
well
you.
Done. You're very welcome, brother. Have a great holiday. Have a great some time off with your son, okay?
You too, guys.
All right, brother. God bless you. There it is, the pop quiz. I've brought in some new snacks.
Ooh.
That we may release for Fade Fit. And as I usually do, I get you guys to taste it, right?
But we normally don't do this on the radio.
We never do it on the radio, but I want to do this one on the radio because what I've done is I've brought some like nice tasting snacks, but then I've got a booby prize, and Rossi's not going to have this. He's not going to know.
What is it?
It's spearmint chewing gum covered with Vegemite. Oh, it's disgusting. It's the worst combination. So when he comes back, we're going to do like, we've got new snacks coming out for Fade Fit. We're going to try some new snacks, right?
Yeah.
But really what's going to happen here, he's going to taste some legit new snacks. I think he'll like them.
Okay.
But then we're going to give him that one and just see what happens. It teaches him to leave the show. He just walks off all the time. Honestly. Okay? So, my company, Fade Fit, we've got the snacks out and the yogurt smoothies and all that, right? And I want to say thank you to everyone. We created this on this very show. Without you, I would not be able to do what we're doing as a brand. So thank you. Usually off the radio, I bring in snacks and different products for Pretty and Rossi to taste. I really do take your opinion highly.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thanks.
And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to do some taste testing, though, on the radio. We've never done it on the radio.
No, we usually do this off the radio in secrecy.
You're going to need a blindfold here because it's a blindfold taste. What I've realized, when you do taste testings for anything in the world, it's better to do it blind.
Because you eat with your eyes first.
Yeah, you move the sense of vision, obviously, and you only use your ear.
It heightens your senses, basically. Is that what you're saying? It heightens your senses.
Yeah.
It heightens our senses, exactly. So right now, blindfolds on.
Okay,
thank you,
on.
Ross. You're both wearing your masks. Appreciate it as your blindfold. And I'm going to hand you, my hands are clean, I'm going to hand you a piece of one, and I want you to tell me what you think of this snack.
I'm excited to try these.
Possible new release.
Is this going to be like a bar then? Is it like a bar? Or?
Don't know yet, mate. Just have a taste of it. Put it in your mouth. Yeah. Tell me what you think there.
Mmm. This one's like
fruit. White chocolate.
This one's fruity, is it? Mmm. Sorry for eating down the radio.
What do you think, guys?
I really like it.
Do you like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is actually really nice.
Not bad, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to eat the rest of it.
And then obviously healthier options with what we do at Fade Fit. We make sure that, you know, our snacks not only taste good, but they are a healthier option, which is good. Pretty, you like that?
Are we rating it?
Give me out of 10. What do you think?
Nine.
A nine.
I don't know if you had the same as me, Pretty, but that was amazing.
Had the same. Okay, so there's one more. There's actually two more. One more by hand I'll give you. The last one's by spoon because it's something else that I'm trying out. I'm trying to do
So why you serve it by spoon, do you?
Have you seen how they do honey in spoons?
Oh,
now?
I'm doing something similar,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
So try that one, Rossi. Tell me what you think. Pretty, here's one more for you. And honestly, I really do need your consensus here.
Oh, okay.
This one's like really nice and nutty.
Ow.
You said ow. Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry.
Okay.
It's Ooh. It's amazing how you get it to taste so nice, but it's healthy at the same time.
Well, yeah, we try to get better ingredients, less preservatives.
That's lovely, that nice one.
You like
good work.
Okay, yeah.
I like
cool.
it.
I'd buy that.
Okay, so the last one is now by spoon. Pretty, let me give it to you first.
Okay.
Here we go. Tell me what you think of that.
Oh. Ooh.
What's it like?
It's really good.
It's good?
Yeah. I think this one might be my favorite.
Oh, the spoon. You do like the spoon one?
Yeah, I think it's my favorite.
All right, here's the last one, the spoon one. Rossi, this is for you. There you go. Take that. Take it.
You don't like it? I really liked it. That was my favorite.
What is that?
Sorry. It's spearmint chewing gum with Vegemite. We got it! Got it! I'm sorry, Rossi. I had to do it. You disappeared.
You got me there.
I got you pretty
that
good.
That was worse than the smelly fish.
So I know you were like the smelly fish was nothing for you, but
I think what it was with the smelly fishes, I knew what was coming. I could see it, I could smell it. That was a complete surprise. What was it? Marmite.
Vegemite and a spearmint chewing gum together. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Oh, well, can I have another Fade Fit to get rid of the taste?
Yeah, I'll try.
There we go. That's nice.
All right. Well done. Well played.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Yeah, we're live down here at Mall of the Emirates. celebrating DSS. What have you got, pretty?
So Tom Hiddleston is going to be a dad. He and Zaw Ashton are going to be parents. She debuted her baby bump at a red carpet event in New York City. They got engaged recently, so very, very excited for him. Beyonce, she shared her album cover on Instagram. Can't share it on any of our socials. So if you'd like to see it, go see it on her page.
Really? It's a little bit risque.
It's a little bit risque. Beyonce looking fabulous. Her album Renaissance comes out July 29th.
She's the same age as me. Can you believe it?
Is she?
September 4th, yeah.
Wow.
She's a 1981er.
So she said, I hope you find joy in this music. I hope it inspires you to release the wiggle and to feel as unique, strong, and sexy as you are. So that is Beyonce's seventh album coming out.
If I was one of the Wiggles there from Australia, I'd be jumping on that and doing something.
You would, Rossi.
And finally, I don't know, Rossi, was this movie big in the UK, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion?
No, I didn't really know about it until I heard Chris talking about
it. Yeah, but hold on, it may not be his target demo. I'm sure
it wasn't your target demo either, but you know the movie.
I know it later on, though, like I didn't know it then.
Oh, okay.
I think you will have been watching it with a
Pascal.
Have
you watched it?
No, but I think, Liz,
is
it the same as, like, that? What's that one, the law one? The it's Legally Blonde, is it that vibe?
Kind of. It's pretty good.
It's amazing. So it released, the original released in 1997, starring Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino. And ever since probably the last 10 years, everyone's been saying, when are we getting a sequel? When are we getting a sequel?
Yeah,
Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we finally have some good news. Mira Sorvino appeared on the Today Show and she said this.
So there's nothing official to report, but I can unofficially hint that we are closer than we've ever been to getting something to happen.
Yes! So Lisa Kudrow also confirmed the same thing, saying the original writer of the film is thinking up something and something will happen soon.
If you've never watched Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, go watch it. It's actually pretty funny, pretty cool.
It's great.
I like it. Thank you, Pretty Mullet. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's like Terminator 2 Rossi meets Fast and Furious.
Definitely not.
Watch it. It's great. You love it. Thank you to our friend Lee, who has just delivered some Starbucks for us as well, which has been fantastic. Thank you, Lee. We love you a lot.
Lee from Under Armour.
He's just a great guy, such a genuine guy, and he just dropped off some breakfast for us. We needed it. We're live here at Mall of the Emirates. Not officially open yet, but it will be very soon. And the reason why you need to come down here, Dubai Summer Surprises. 25 years, can you believe it already? Yeah. And it's on till the 4th of September. So we're broadcasting Virgin Radio all day from Mall of the Emirates. We're between the Mum Store and H&M. There's a lot of people. Hello, sir.
Marks and Spencer.
No one wants to say hi.
Hello.
Hello. Come over. Let's have a chat. There's just random people.
Do you want
people.
Me to get some people?
I'm going to go talk to some people.
Who's that person?
I don't know. Let's just go talk to
people.
But
I feel like you shouldn't.
Why?
Everyone's getting ready for work.
Yeah, or everyone's coming in to discuss, like just sort of getting ready. The shops are slowly opening, you know.
They're all trying to do their job.
7:55 in the morning. So yeah, a lot of these people who are walking
Chris,
around the
can
malls.
Can you not, Chris? Come back.
I want to do an interview with someone. I don't know.
Who
this
are you
guy walking
interview?
Along well, with guy, a t-shirt. This
guy, guys,
no, this
guy here. We're gonna get kicked out of the mall.
Let me just talk to this guy here. Hi, mate. What's your name?
Come back.
Hi. What do you do here?
I'm just.
Am I cutting out?
Yes. Come back.
Can I chat to you? Come over.
Here's one, Chris.
Oh, he's zooming his daughter. Okay, no, I can't. He's chatting with his daughter. I got someone here, guys. So we're hanging out. Come down here if you're throughout the day. Hi, welcome to Virgin Radio. What's your name?
No time.
No time. There's always time, buddy. How would you like to win $100?
Bhago, vapas niana.
Thank you, Mr. No Time.
There we go. I'm going to see who else comes by. So Mall of Emirates, we're here all day. It will be open, so there'll actually be interaction and
people.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
She knows. She knows. She wants to turn around.
Hi, ma'am. How you doing? Welcome to Virgin Radio. Aww. What's your name?
Not me, please.
Not you, please. Okay, she's on the run. Okay, she can't.
She did the whole pretending to be on her phone.
Can I tell you something? When I was working for a radio station in Sydney, they gave me $1,000. And they said, go to the train station and just go up to people and say, would you like a free $100 note? No one would take it.
Because they think something's up. Something is suspect.
So what I'm going to do right now... I've got 100 dirhams in my wallet.
Yeah, do that.
I'm going to just see if
I don't think that's legal.
Is it not?
No, I don't think that's legal.
Yeah, do this guy.
Can you not? It's not. I don't
think
it's
legal.
Why is
it not legal? It can't be illegal to just go up to someone.
Guys, we're going to get kicked out of the mall.
Make sure stay over
this. We still have another 2 hours here.
Hi, sir.
Oh, my goodness. These guys.
How would you like a free 100 dirham note? Would you take a free 100 dirham note?
for sure, yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay. We don't have one. I just... Sorry, we don't have one. I just...
Give
I can't
him
believe
100
it.
Dirhams.
In Australia, that no one takes it.
Now you got to give it.
No, I'm not going to give it. It's illegal, you said.
You want to be...
Kids these days.
Oh, okay. Okay, do you know how you sound when you say that, right?
I know I sound old, but like... So my daughter yesterday wanted to do this treatment on her hair.
Okay.
It was a treatment to lessen the frizziness of it. She's been asking me for nearly about a year to do it, right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
And I think because of TikTok, they know it. Like, because of social media, kids just know so much more, right?
Of course.
The age of 10, I would have known nothing about, like, hair.
Straighten your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to go to the hairdressers.
Yeah.
Used to cost $7. To get a haircut. $7.
Okay. You used to go with your mom, I imagine.
Mom or dad would take me. I'd sit in the chair, and then, you know, dad would walk around the mall whilst I got this haircut. Cost $7, which is around 20 dirhams, right?
Yep.
So yesterday I committed, and I said to my daughter, yes, you can go get your hair did.
I can't believe you said yes.
She wanted it pretty.
I know, but I'm very surprised that you gave in.
I gave in. I had some pressure. Brianna had told me as well, like, I think she should do it. It's good. Like, she wants to do this to herself. She's at an age now. Let her just embrace it. And later on in life, she may embrace her own hair. You know what I mean?
She will eventually. She'll realize her hair is amazing.
Which is true. So we dropped her off at the salon. And it was a good treatment. Like, it's a very special one that's non-chemical and all this stuff. That
can you just understand this? You dropped your daughter off at the salon. I like how fast has that gone?
I know.
I remember when she was born.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
I remember when she was just being made.
We don't want to go into that one. So you dropped her off at the salon, yeah?
Unnecessary comments.
She was there for 6 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a six-hour treatment.
Wow.
It's a whole scientific...
It's a whole process.
It's a scientific experiment going on.
What did she do when she was waiting? Was she, like, reading Cosmopolitan with a coffee? What was she doing?
Talking about boys. Oh, yes. She better have not.
No.
Anyway, then I make the payment.
How much? Tell me. Should I guess?
Let's play the game now. Remember, $7 it cost me. 21
okay.
dirhams to get my hair cut at the age
okay.
of 10.
Okay, wait. Tell me... what all she got done?
I got no idea.
How do you not know what she got done?
She got a hair did. Nope.
Okay.
You guys want to take a guess? If you want to give me a call, let's play a higher or lower game.
Ah.
0487155544. How much did I spend at the salon? 0487155544.
Okay. Should I take a guess? I'm going to go with 400 dirhams.
Higher.
400 dirhams, wow.
Higher. Rossi?
I don't know. I'm going to go high. I'm going to say 1,100.
1,100. Okay. Higher. Shah.
What?
Shah is on the phone. Hello, Shah.
Hi, good. How are you?
Mate, higher or lower, how much I spent on the hair?
I think it's around 650 dirhams.
No, it's higher than 650.
Higher than 1,100
yeah.
as well.
Fatima? Hello?
Yeah, hi. I think it would be around 750.
750, guys. It's higher than 1,000.
it's 1,100. It's higher
than
that.
It's higher than that. Haseb.
What?
How much
hi,
I spend
good
on
morning.
The hair? Yeah, go.
I believe lows of probably 1,500 and highs of 2,000.
Okay, but pick a number.
I need a price, brother.
1,800.
Higher.
No, it is
no
not.
Way. No way.
Go away.
That'd get me like a haircut for 2 years.
Stop Dude, it.
I get a shave and a fade. It costs me 200 Ds. And that's at a good place. Roma.
1,400.
No, it's higher than 1,500, Roma. So it's higher than 1,800, Roma. Give me another price.
2,100.
Higher.
No way.
Nina, yep, this is how much.
This
how much.
Can't be right.
I tapped
right.
the phone and I went, Nina.
It's 3,000.
Slightly lower.
No, it is not.
2,800 dirham.
Oh my gosh.
And how long is it going to last?
I don't know. Like,
why don't you ask questions?
Not that long.
What do you do?
I had a hair transplant and it was cheaper than that. Oh, the true story.
It's crazy being in the mall when it's closed. There's people running and walking around, so they open up the
mall walkers.
Mall walkers. Oh, so you
what
don't
a
have
great
to,
idea yeah, that is, yeah.
You don't have to walk on the outside. You can walk on the inside. You need some good music to listen to, though. They've all got their headphones on, which is great. Usher, what's going
on?
Oh,
my goodness. You guys, I just wanted to share this, and especially since it's a Friday, yeah. It's perfect for it. So NPR does this thing called Tiny Desk Concerts.
Okay.
So they literally get the biggest artists from around the world
okay.
to come to their office. And imagine someone coming not to our studio, but to our office area.
Yeah.
An artist like Usher setting up a band, backup singers, everything in the middle of the office and performing a concert.
I've seen Taylor Swift do one of these.
Yes, yeah. Ed Sheeran has done it. So many people yeah. have done it. He did a 25-minute set. And I know, Chris, this is one of your all-time favorite songs.
Yeah.
Listen to how smooth Usher is live. He's singing You Make Me Wanna.
All right, here we go. Old school Usher. Let's take a listen here.
Before anything began between us, you were like my best friend.
Oh, so good.
The one I used to run and talk to when me and my girl was having problems. She used to say it'll be okay, suggest the little nice things I should do. When I go home at night and lay my head down, all I seem to think about was you and how you make me want to leave the one I'm with, start a new relationship with you. This is what you do.
Oh, how good is Usher?
A little bit more, a little bit more.
You make me, you make me want to be the one I'm with. Start
wait for
a new
it, wait
relationship
for
with you. This is what you do. Think about a ring and all the things that come along with you. Make me. Now what's bad is you're the one that hooked us up.
One that hooked us up.
No, the
what's
wrong
sad
words.
Is that I love her, but I'm falling
for
you.
That's actually quite good.
What should I do? Tell my baby bye bye.
Should I
stop
exactly
it, Chris?
What I feel inside.
I don't wanna no. go, don't need a thing, but I really wanna be. Oh, you know what? Stop it. I mean, Usher's great. Isn't he fantastic, Usher?
It is so good. Please go watch it. It's a 25-minute set.
Do you remember back in 1983
oh,
when
gosh.
We were in L.A.?
No.
And
yes.
Well, the first time we went.
First time we went yeah, to L.A. Yeah. in 1983. We must have been, what, 25 years old?
Yeah.
We.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. We performed that Usher song. Do you remember?
Well, we were supporting Eddie Murphy because he was
yes,
doing a gig.
Delirious. He was just. Yeah. He had just released the comedy special Delirious.
He had that red suit on.
Correct. So. Yeah. Okay, Duvet, for the first time ever, we're going to perform Usher
no,
next.
No.
And we're going to do it live from Mall no. of the Emirates. Our fans are here. Hello.
Hi.
One fan.
Come over here, sir. What's your name? Come over.
Quickly.
Leave him alone.
He's here to see
Duvet. He doesn't
Duvet.
Even know you.
Come over, buddy. What's your name?
My name is Mel.
Mel, do you like Duvet?
Yes, of course.
Do you know what Duvet is?
Yeah.
What are they?
It's a very nice place, tourist place.
Yes, it's a tourist place. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Mel. You take care. God bless you, brother.
Please
thanks,
go enjoy.
Thanks,
can we have the
Mel.
Microphone back, please?
All right.
Thanks.
Duvet will be performing next, and we're going to do our Usher classic that we remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Virgin
hold
Radio
on.
Traffic and weather together.
Coming up.
Powered by McDonald's.
8 minutes away. First.
I apologize. This is my fault. I should have known that if I played that, this
yep.
would happen.
We're on level one fault. Next to H&M and the Mum store. If you're here in the next 4 minutes,
yeah.
you can see a live Duvet
well,
performance.
All the fans are starting to gather already. All the fans, make some noise.
All right. Duvet is. Where's Rossi gone?
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
I thought you left me. Because Duvet's performing next. Hazel, tell me how yeah. excited you are.
Oh, I can't wait how you smash this song.
Yeah, we're gonna demolish it, Hazel. We're not gonna smash the song.
Yeah.
We're gonna trash and demolish
we
it.
We are,
okay?
we are. It's great to have groupies. Thanks, Hazel.
Just don't say that.
Sorry, she's one of our groupies.
Very
though.
Disrespectful.
Sorry, Hazel.
Hazel, I'm very sorry about that. We appreciate you and we're gonna perform Usher, You Make Me Wanna next as Duvet, okay?
Can't wait.
Gentlemen,
two men,
one voice,
the world's greatest cover band. It's
yeah,
Duvet.
Now, we are the world's biggest cover band. Back in the 90s, Rossi and I were budding actors in LA, and we had to quit our careers because it wasn't doing too well. Yep.
That's going to hurt when you take it off.
Rossi's just putting masking tape around his head.
It's not masking tape, mate. It's a bandana. So okay. just get over it.
Anyway, our acting careers sort of hurt and we had to go to the streets of LA and we became a cover band. Now, we're just about to perform here at the Mall of the Emirates, courtesy of DSS.
Yes.
Dubai.
You can come down here and see us and scan the QR code to win.
No, Rossi, you can't say that yet.
Okay. Anyway, we're here with DSS. and we're here on Virgin Radio. Can I just say, thousands of people have just rocked up to
Chris,
see us before.
Chris, that's a lie. I just have one person who came to see you. Her name is Asiana.
Hi, Asiana.
She's the only one.
Hi,
how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Did you hear us in the car? And
I did.
Who's your favorite member?
She's the only one. Who's your favorite member?
Do you know our names?
Is it Bob or is it Brad?
No, it's don't. What are you saying, Bob and Brad? It's Chris and Rossi. What's wrong?
It's Bob or Brad.
Who's Fade and?
Are you on holiday?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. All right.
Hold on.
Thanks, Asiana. You just chill out.
There is really a crowd here. Hello, everyone.
That's just our team, isn't it?
Most of them are with us. Yeah. No, yeah. Anyway, we're live on Instagram. How many people have we got watching right now, Eddie?
100, almost 200.
That's it? Only 200?
Wow.
Wow, everyone really cares about this.
Get on live right now. Chris Fate Show on the gram as we go live. Now, Usher just performed his song. We're going to show it's how it's done, right?
Yeah, our fan's gone. Where's she gone?
She's okay. Over it.
All right, yeah, I'm ready.
Everyone make some noise for Duvet.
Across the UAE, across the world right now, here, live from the Mall of Emirates, it's the one and only Duvet! It's pretty pathetic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, baby.
Here we go.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah. This is what you.
Oh.
What you. What you. What you. What you make me do. Make me do.
You make me wanna leave the one I'm with and start a new relationship with you.
This is what you do.
I'm out of man, I'm on a band, I'm going nowhere to make me.
To make me wanna be the one I'm with. A new relationship with you. This is what you do. Come on.
Think about a man, all the things that go away to make me.
Oh.
Cause I was mad. Cause the one that booked yourself. One that hooked up. With
Sam. Oh,
yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Man.
What can I do? Should I? Put my hand in bye-bye. Should I actually like a dream inside? Cause I don't wanna do, don't need to say. Cause I really wanna get it together.
You made me wanna be the one I'm with. Start a new relationship. Ooh, this is what you do. Come on, baby, baby, baby.
Things that go on with to make me.
What?
You make me wanna
be the one I'm with. Start a new relationship with you. This is what you do.
Think about it,
we're
gonna
think
to make
you're
me.
Too lazy.
Cause I'm the one. The one that hooked us all. Sam, that you wanna go and talk to you, yeah. What should I do? Should I go? Come on, baby, bye bye. Should I? I just need some money here. Let's come on.
Don't wanna leave, baby.
You make me wanna be the one I'm with. Three hands in the air, come on, everyone. With you, this is what you do. Focus on the crowd, crow camera. Hey, homie, make me.
Stop throwing stuff at us.
Relationship with you,
this is what you do. Come on.
Think about it when I'm out of things that go away to make me, to make me.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
My relationship, I'm with
this situation is out of control.
It is. But I gotta let it know.
Oh,
now we get on the standard. Nations over and over. Heaven let you were on, but I won't let it go.
You make me wanna be the one I'm with. I started a new relationship with
live
you. This
radio.
Is what you do.
This is what we're doing.
Do.
My fault, I'm sorry.
Mall of Emirates. We are live at Breaking Dance. Hold on.
Yes. This is more of a visual thing at the moment, but he's doing some breakdancing. Crazy Russian Boss is not looking very happy in the background there. I think we better stop.
Chris, are you okay? Did you injure yourself? Are you okay, Chris?
Look at everyone coming with the cameras.
Thank you. No photos, please. No photos.
Need milk. Please
no
put photos. The milk away.
I'm going to take this off.
We are Duvet. What a remarkable performance from Duvet. Well done, Rossi.
Thank you, thank you. I mean, I've got to say, you were the star of the show there today.
Thanks, mate.
Your voice was phenomenal,
thank
mate.
Thank you for letting me be the star there,
It's all right. I mean, obviously I'm better, but I'll let you have the limelight for this one.
And it was hard because we weren't in the studio, you see, so I've got the earpiece in my ears. I'm trying to sing along to it.
But also, we were getting bothered by a lot of fans during the performance, really.
True. A lot of the fans are still here. I think they've been asked to stand in a certain area, so there looks like there's more of them even.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yep.
Here's another fan coming as well. There's more fans everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Rossi, stop looking at the fans like that.
Okay.
You two are horrible.
Charles, hello. We're not horrible.
Yes,
Charles,
you are.
Hello. Are you lost, ma'am? Hello. You're lost.
Would you like some help?
Where do you need?
I'd gladly
run
show you
away
the way.
While you can. Just keep
Sorry,
walking.
Charles, one
keep,
of our fans.
You don't want to talk to them.
Charles,
keep running.
Wow. What did you think about that performance, Charles?
Wowee. That's the first time I've actually heard you and seen it on Insta.
Yeah.
Goodness me. What a... Rossi, those hips don't lie.
Thank you very much, mate. Yes.
Pretty. Rossi's got a game for us.
Yeah. I thought this was a great game, actually. I originally planned to do it on the phone, but I thought, hey, we're down here for the Mall of Emirates with the Dubai Summer Surprises, so I thought, let's play it. So what we're going to do is... As you can see, there's a lot of tourists in here. There's a lot of people who live in the country.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are working in the shops. What we're going to do is, me and you, Chris, we're going to take turns. We're going to go up to random people.
What about Pretty?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to
Okay. You don't random people. And what do you want us to do up to these random people?
You just got to ask them one question.
What's the question?
Do you know who I am?
Oh, man. Are you serious?
Let's see
Okay.
who one gets the one. Most people. Okay. Who know who
we
you
can't
are.
Go too fast.
Pretty, can you do us a favor?
Yeah.
Keep score.
Yeah, I
okay,
got
hi. Hi, do you know who I am?
No.
Yeah, got
no.
one here.
No, he works with us.
He works
with Nala.
No.
Okay,
hold on, there's two guys here.
They have to say your name.
Okay. Okay, hold on, let me go. Don't
go
come near me, Ross.
Go for it.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right. Sorry, mate, how are you? So I just want to know, do you know who I am? Who am I?
Chris Feed.
Oh,
thank you, bro. I appreciate you. God
okay,
bless.
My
Take
turn.
Care.
I've got this. I've got this. Hi, sir. Sorry. One second. Hello. Nice to meet you. Do you know who I am?
Sorry.
No.
No. No, they don't know who I am.
Okay, yeah. There's someone coming up an escalator now. I'll get this one.
Okay, you go for that. Yeah.
Just try this one.
Okay.
It's one.
Oh, he's running away from you. Sorry. One second. Sorry.
Hi. Hi, sir. How are you? I know you got your headphones on. I'm just wondering, do you know who I am?
No, sir.
No.
Oh, you don't know who I am? Okay,
Rossi,
thanks.
Get this one. Get
nice
this
to
one.
Meet you. Chris Fade from Virgin Radio. Nice to meet you.
Sorry to bother you. What's your name?
Mark.
Do you know who I am?
I'm sorry, no.
No.
Mark, do you know who I am?
I'm sorry, officer.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
I think we need more marketing,
go get him,
guys.
Go get him.
Where's
let's,
the others?
Let's see if there's
this
anyone.
Is fascinating to watch.
So we're here on level 2 at Mall of the Emirates. DSS is why we're here.
Level 1 we're on.
Is it level 1, is it?
Yeah, there's so the ground and we come up.
Level 1.
Oh, here's a lady.
This lady. You go or me?
I'll go.
You go, okay.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm here to take a picture of you.
Well, sorry, you want to take a picture of me? No, don't
no,
go over
no,
to
Chris,
him.
Chris, go away.
And Pretty.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, Rossi.
Yes!
I can do the same. Hi. Do you know who I am?
Chris Fade. Yeah,
I've got one as well. I got one as well.
Count. Same person.
What's the score? What's the tally
one
right now?
All.
One all. Okay, where did you go? Dump all the songs and commercials. We're just going to do this for the next 38 minutes.
No, probably not.
Okay, we've got to just do one more. One more is the decider.
Okay, so okay. Let's... let's.
Oh, there's paper, a group approaching.
Okay, there is a group.
You're going to do it.
Okay.
You do it.
I don't
no,
know.
There's one on the escalator, guys.
Okay. Nah, he's not going to know.
Yeah, sorry.
These guys ain't.
Chris, come on.
Nah, they're working. Just wait. Well, let's just get a... We need people that are actually shopping here. So hold on. Now, don't forget today when you come, because it's DSS, there are sales across all the stores right now. Like, I'm
Chris,
having a look.
Chris.
Look at Mum's store. 80% off. Okay, let me try.
Okay. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi.
I've just got one question for you. Do you know who I am?
Yes!
Love you. Thank you so
game.
Much. Thank you so much.
It's a rubbish
Thank
game.
You so much.
No, I'm not having it. I'm going
win.
One more, one
no,
more.
No,
one more.
That's go, it. Go, Game's over.
Hey, sorry. Nice to meet you, sir. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, for sure.
Who?
You are a presenter in this TV show that we are listening
What's my name, though?
Your name is Big Show, Big something.
Big Show, I'll take that.
We love you, mate. Okay, so...
Give us the study.
You can't give a headline like that. Like, now I'm panicking.
I believe most of us do this. I know a lot of us do, but there's a study coming out. Falling asleep with the TV on could bring an early death.
I'm saved, thank you.
Millions of people around the world fall asleep each night in front of the TV. A new study has found that the practice could contribute to an early death. Researchers from the Northwestern University School of Medicine examined the impact of ambient light on the health and the sleeping habits of 552 people. Now, they were aged older, between the ages of 60 and 80. However, the study showed that sleeping just with a little bit of light on, a little bit of that ambient light on, more likely to suffer from diabetes, obesity, and hypertension.
So, do you sleep with the TV on?
No, well, the study's saying about TV, but it's also saying about light in general. Like,
do
even
you have
having a
bar.
I have no, I need to be in pitch black.
Same.
Brianna sometimes, you know, we sleep earlier because we wake up so early. Brianna does sometimes leave the light on to read. I have a sleeping mask which I put on, which covers, because I need pitch black, right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
But that's what the study's saying. Now, 04871-5544. Do you sleep in pitch black or do you have a little bit of light on? Do you fall asleep with the TV on? Do you have one of those night lights in the background just keeping the room lit up slightly? I want to take your calls. Rossi, how do you sleep?
In the dark, but then my sleep apnea machine's got a little light on, so it lights up. And then the Wi-Fi router also has a little green light on, so it lights up.
Maybe get some black tape or something to cover it.
That's a good idea, yeah.
You know, because we want to make sure, honestly, this is what the study is. Phone guy, Eddie, you're here. What do you sleep? Do you sleep in the...
Depends. If I'm home alone, dark. If the family's there, there's light, like, in the background.
And three children in your bed.
Yeah.
Or two.
Two.
Crazy Russian boss is here, mate. Do you sleep with the light on or off? What do you got?
Prefer the light off, definitely.
Yeah.
But now with two kids in the house,
they left
you know,
on.
The baby's quite often in with us, so I've got to make sure there's a little bit of light on in case there's a little bit of an accident.
Does this mean I need to turn the light off for Duke? Will my Duke be okay?
Yes, I don't know. They haven't done the study on dogs, Pretty. They haven't done the study. Ashish, now Ashish, you sleep with the lights on.
Yeah. We
there
keep
we
lights on because we have a small 1-month-old baby, so you know we can. Look after that.
Yeah, I guess new babies, like new parents, you've all got your lights on. You can't. I mean, what are we going to do? This study's saying that it's affecting us. I don't know.
Yeah, but as new parents, it's difficult to sleep lights off.
Why, though? Doesn't the kid... I'm trying to remember when I had my babies.
Did you turn the lights off or on?
I had them off. Yeah.
Every 1 hour, every 2 hours, they keep waking up and they ask for milk and, you know...
Yeah, no, I just close the door, shut them away, don't worry.
The baby,
yeah, they've got to learn at 2 months. Yeah. No, seriously, it must be hard, yeah, obviously being new parents. But this study just released yesterday out of the medical university there, just saying that just be wary when you do sleep, have all the lights off, don't fall asleep with the TV on.
Jeff sleeps with the TV on all the time.
Yeah, not a good thing. Same with the kids, like my kids, it's normal for them to fall asleep with the TV on, which I... You know, so there it is. Be warned. I don't want to die early, guys.
Every day. Something that can kill you faster.
I'm sorry. It's what comes up on my Google these days.
I know.
My apologies. There's a lot of people here. Hello, everyone. Everybody make some noise this morning. Thank you. But the mall's just opening up. We're down here with DSS, Dubai Summer Surprises. It's back from today until the 4th of September, celebrating 25 years. Full calendar of new entertainment events. We've got promotions. So much more is going on. Don't forget as well, Modesh World, one of the region's best summer indoor entertainment facilities. We all love Modesh World. And that is also back. There are staycations to win. There's huge savings across all the malls as well.
And over here at Mall of the Emirates, there's so many different things that are happening over the next 10 weeks for family entertainment, including... Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Oh my gosh, my kids love the Minions.
Yeah. So this month you got to come down to Mall of the
Emirates. Wow, love that.
All here, Dubai, Summer Surprises back. It's just gone 9:44. There's a couple of things I want to do before we get out of here.
What?
I want to cause some havoc. There's a store that I see in my vision called Sisters.
Oh gosh.
Rossi, I want you to go over there and ask if they've...
I'm ready to go.
If they're your sisters.
Okay.
Okay,
my
go.
Long lost sisters.
Well, yeah, can we call Rossi on the phone? Rossi's going to do this right now. And then I can see Sephora. I want to go cause some mayhem in Sephora.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I just love it. The guys in Sephora are always amazing.
I know, but we know the guys at Sephora. Can and we not?
Every time
ourselves?
My daughter goes in there, I'm out about 1,000 dirhams. Every time.
Chris.
I don't know what's going on these days. My daughters are getting older. They want makeup and all that.
They want makeup.
All right, hold on. Have we got Rossi on the phone yet? I want to get Rossi on the phone.
Now, Rossi's on the phone.
Okay, Rossi. Okay. Now, the store's called Sisters. Just pretend that they're your sisters. Go ahead.
Here we go. Okay. Hi. Hello. Hi. You're my long-lost sister.
The security
are you my
walked
sister?
The security walked
over. Oh, sorry. Sorry. She says, keep the noise down. There's a guest.
He's got kicked out of Sisters. As I've grown up, I've always wanted to wear makeup, right? Right? I'm being serious.
Like, when you're on TV and stuff.
When I was younger, like even as a 20-year-old male, yeah. I used to have a lot of pimples, right?
Oh, you mean as a basic cover-up?
Just want to put some cover-up on my face, right?
I get that.
Like I just wanted, but it was never like, I don't know, back then, my friends would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got all these pimples. I want to cover them up. They're like, you don't do that. And I'm like, well, why? Why can a girl do it and a guy can't? And then I came up with this idea, and it's called Man Up.
I think it's a good idea.
Like makeup, but it's called Man Up.
No.
And what I mean by that is, like, a lot of the makeup that you find, like, for example, in Sephora, men can use. It's gender neutral, you know what I mean? But as a man, some men are like, I'm not going in there to buy makeup. But if I made it cool, if we made it cool, like it's okay as a guy. So Rossi and I are going to go in there right now.
Wait, how did Rossi get roped into
this? Yeah, come with me.
Rossi, you're
going to
go down
no,
with him?
No, mate, I just went on my hands and knees in outside Sisters and said I'm looking for my long lost sister.
But it's like...
No, it's your turn to do it.
Yeah, but you're a lad. You would never do this sort of stuff.
So listen. Chris's whole theory is that sometimes, obviously, with the work that we do, we're on TV a lot, we're on camera a lot, and he would love a good makeup range for that. I get it.
Yeah.
And also when you're a little bit tired, you want to put some makeup and concealer on. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah.
Is that Chris?
He's over there. He's on his WhatsApp. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing. Chris? Oh, there he is.
Oh, you are. There
I'm
you are.
I'm pitching my idea, guys.
Okay, Chris. Okay.
Watch this. How this is going to go.
Do you think he's going to get rejected, Rossi?
No, because he's famous, isn't he? You know what I mean?
Oh, I got you.
I mean, no one knows me, but they'll know him. What? Listen to this.
Are they closed?
Don't open until 10 a.m. You see, when I do things, I get in there. You can't get in.
Are you waiting for Sephora to open as well? Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people waiting out here, Sephora. Hello?
Say it's Chris Fade.
They've got the whole security shutter on. I can't get in.
Just go in.
Look how good. This place is so busy. It's like a mall within a mall.
Are you in?
Hey, ask for Kamran.
Who?
Kamran.
Is there a Kamran? They can't even hear me.
Just scream.
Hi, guys.
This is riveting radio at its best, this.
Hello? How are you? Yes, Chris Fade, how are you? I'm very well. I've got an idea. I want to make my own makeup for men. Call it Man Up. What do you think of that idea?
What a pinch.
It's a good idea. It will work if I do it. This is great. Oh, the whole Sephora team. See, hi, guys. We're on the radio. Hi, everyone. Oh, they're so sweet. All right. They're not opening the door, though. I'll come back. They don't want to open the door yet, I think, so I'll come
back.
Well,
I'm not surprised looking at you showing stuff through the window.
Just shouting.
Don't you think the Man Up idea is a good idea?
Oh, you just missed the coolest guy walk past. He would have been one of your customers, I think. He's got a Gucci hat on.
Anyway. All right. Well, I'll come back. We're going to wrap up the show. I thought that's my million-dollar... Because everyone... Who's got makeup out now, pretty? Who's got makeup? Like, what celebs have got makeup out?
Huda Beauty being one of the biggest ones. Kylie Jenner has makeup out. Selena Gomez has makeup out. Ariana Grande has makeup out. Like, every celeb that you can think of.
Rihanna, they've all got it.
Why are you out of breath?
I ran back quickly. It's a long walk. It's a long walk.
Well, it's been a great show here, guys.
It has. It's going to continue with Eddie. Phone Guy Eddie is up next. All your feel-good hits are next from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.